47 strings, 6 octaves, a concert harp. And if I'm wrong on those numbers, I'll be corrected by one of our 3 harpists on this final live Wednesday of this season's Valley Public Radio Young Artist Spotlight, support for which comes from the Bonner Family Foundation, Dr. Alice Martinson, and Carol Sturgis. From the studio of Laura Porter, we have these students today: Carter Williams from Port Washington, Kimberly Klassen from Kingsburg High, and we begin with Aria Delgado from the Sanger Academy. And once again, to paint the picture for listeners, we have 3 different harps here in more or less a semicircle. And in the middle is Aria Delgado. Aria, so good to have you here.
Hi.
How did this all start for you?
Well, there was a music program at my local library that was actually coming from, 2 years ago, a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. And one of the players was actually a harpist, and when I listened to the harpist, it was actually really beautiful and nice. So it inspired me to play the harp. And then I found Laura Porter, that she was teaching lessons.
And, okay, speaking of that, and did she step? No, she's still in the room, so now you're going to have to be really honest. Or maybe not so honest. How long do you practice and how often?
I sometimes practice an hour, sometimes 30 minutes. It depends on how much time I have since I have homework and school.
That makes sense. What do you have for us today, and how long have you been working on this piece?
I have the song "The Minstrel's Ado to His Native Land" by John Thomas, and I've been working on it for a couple of months now.
Well, very good. We're so glad you're here. On Young Artist Spotlight Live, we are going to hear "The Minstrel's Ado to His Native Land," John Thomas, 1876 to 1913, a Welsh composer and harpist, and also the harpist to Queen Victoria at one point. But our importance is from the Sanger Academy, Aria Delgado.
Thank you.
Live Young Artist Spotlight, Aria Delgado, the Sanger Academy. I have to tell you that it's a personal privilege to be hosting this program because from the studio we can see the parents and the various windowed control rooms around us, very proud of what they're hearing. And also, Aria, I see here, I have a flyer here. You are an artist of another kind also. Can you tell us about this?
So my mom is opening an art exhibit about... It's called The Three Generations, and it is about my grandmother, my mother, and me and my sister. So we're basically going to have our artworks up there and what we do, and I am going to play my harp over there and play various songs.
I'm guessing that might be for the reception.
Yes, I'm going to play at the reception, and... My sister is probably going to play the clarinet or the piano.
How about that? Now, this will be at the Sanger Art Station, and the reception itself, Friday, April the 22nd, from 5 until 8, the Three Generations Art Exhibit there. So, again, we're having a young artist spotlight in more than one dimension. Now, to the second of our three harpists today, we have... Carter Williams from Fort Washington. Carter, you were telling me, matter of fact, you were here last year, is that correct?
Yeah.
And you told us at the time how all of this started with you, but can you refresh our memory?
Yes. When I was little, I went to San Francisco, and there was a lady named Laura Simpson playing the harp, and I thought it sounded beautiful, and then when I turned 7, I was old enough to start taking lessons from Laura Porter.
And if I may be so impolite, how old are you now?
12.
12 now. And it's amusing to say when I was little. She says because if anyone could see her now in the studio, she's still kind of small. But the harp, you can handle this pretty well, I think.
Yes.
And how long have you been working on the pieces you're going to offer us here today?
For a while now.
For a while. That helps us quite a bit. Toccata is what you have here by Suzanne MacDonald, a harpist and composer. But then you'll also be having a second piece. Let's hear the first one now from Carter Williams, Fort Washington. ¶¶ We promised you harp on this final edition of this season's Young Artist Spotlight, and that is indeed what we have, if you're just joining us in the Bonner Performing Arts Studio. Three harpists, and we are listening to the second. Again, this is Carter Williams from Fort Washington. And now she has one more, by the way, the composer of the week. You know, we don't hear much about harp composers, really, and this would be our opportunity, wouldn't it? Yeah. That would be Suzanne MacDonald, with a considerable resume of awards and positions. She headed up the harp departments at USC, Arizona, I understand that was even at the same time, Juilliard for 10 years, and also the largest harp department in the world at Indiana University, Jacobs School of Music. Now, with that as background, and on to our next composer, that would be Marcel Grangenet.
Grangenet,
close enough. And what do you have for us?
Le Bon Petit Roi d'Etoile.
That's pretty good. You should audition for a position as announcer here at Valley Public Radio. We sometimes need your help. And here we are, live, Young Artist Spotlight on this Wednesday afternoon, Valley Public Radio. Public Radio, Young Artist Spotlight, and that was Carter Williams. Now to our third harpist of the day, and up the highway from Kingsburg, is that correct? And that would be Kimberly Klassen, correct? And from Kingsburg High?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How did this all start for you?
Honestly, I don't know. I just think God gave me a calling to start playing harp, so I did.
And was there a, can you remember a year or a week or the day? And said, my gosh, this is it for me?
It was in third grade, I know. And I got a harp for Christmas.
How about that? And again, how much do you really work at this, you were telling me earlier? During school week, the practice is during the school week, but then on weekends at home?
Weekends I practice anywhere from an hour to 3 hours, depending on what I'm working on.
And if memory serves, what is this competition you were involved in lately?
I was in the All-State Honor Band 3 years in a row.
And what does this mean?
Well, everyone in high school around the state can apply, and they choose however many they need to play for their band.
I think there might be even a little bit more to this. I'm going to be asking your teacher and also Paige Turner today, Laura Porter of the Fresno Phil and Fresno Grand Opera, another principal harpist there. What is the story?
Well, the fact that she's been selected to be in the All-State Honor Band for 3 years means she's eligible to apply for the National Honor Band. And so we are very excited about that, and she's intending to apply for that this summer.
Briefly, can you comment on your students here today? Are you pleased with what you're hearing so far?
Oh, yes, very much so. They're all three hardworking students. I think I urge them to practice more than they say they are, but that's always the case, isn't it? And Aria plays with the youth orchestras of Fresno. Right now, she's been playing in the Youth Symphony, and she also will be joining me with the Youth Philharmonic for their blowout concert in May at the end, you know, on Memorial Weekend on that Sunday. And Carter has also played with the Youth Symphony of Orchestras of Fresno, and she also did her own recital this fall. She was invited to do a fundraising recital, and that was up at St. Mary's College.
This is quite a story.
It really is quite a story. Yeah, and so she played, she shared it with another young performer, and they raised, is it, I forget how much, do you know, Carter?
About
$4,000 to fund a music program in one of the parish schools up there in the Bay Area. And her great aunt is the one who invited her and to participate in this. And so that was a nice, nice endeavor. Right. And then Kimberly has also started arranging her own music.
And that's, we're about to hear from Kimberly.
Yes, that is actually a longtime composition. It's one I played when I was her age.
And it is?
Marguerite Delarue's O Roué, sort of based on the Faustian story, and it's by Albert Zabel, who was one of the harpists that worked, he's a Frenchman who worked in Tsarist Russia in the 19th century, and it's a lovely piece and shows off arpeggios and glissandos and harmonics on the harp. But Kimberly is actually arranging praise songs for playing on the harp, and as well as others. So
there are, so that, you know, there are more
balance.
Yes, there are more sides to our young artists than we know, even that meets the eye, or should we say that meets the ear. And now, with the privilege of performing really the last number we're going to hear on this season of Young Artist Spotlight and Valley Public Radio, Kimberly Klassen from Kingsburg High. Thank you. One at a time. Three harpists today, live, Young Artist Spotlight, Valley Public Radio, three harps in a semicircle here in the studio. And I have to say it's been fun watching the other two harpists watch the third one playing, whoever that was, throughout this afternoon. We heard first from Aria Delgado, Sanger Academy, and then Carter Williams, Fort Washington, Kimberly Klassen, Kingsburg. Hi. Thanks to you, the listener, for being with us for this now concluded season. Pardon me. Many people to thank, the young artists themselves throughout the season, the parents, the teachers, thinking B. Barman, Nancy Wells, and here we go, leaving out more names, the accompanists we've had from time to time, Carol Oakes, Laura Porter here today. Here's an idea for this season. You can review it at kvpr.org, Young Artist Spotlight. They're all there. Young Artist Spotlight, brought to you by the Bonner Family Foundation. Support from Dr. Alice Martinson and Carol Sturgis. Valley Public Radio production for Young Artist Spotlight by always asking the question, how many pianos today, George, or next week, violins, or how many horns, Don Weaver? I'm George Mason. Glad you were here for this 2016 season.